Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Justin Walker, JustinWalker, date of birth is 6/29/1982, date of accident 7/20/2022, date of service is 7/25/2022. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, upper back, lower back, along with stiffness, pain in the right shoulder, radiation to both buttocks, and difficulty walking and maintaining ADA. History of automobile accident. The patient reports that he was involved in an automobile accident 7/20/2022 as follows. On 7/20/2022, around 10:15 p.m., the patient was traveling as a driver in a Chevy Tahoe car or SUV, and the accident occurred on Grand River Avenue near Beach, Delhi. The patient had Kelly's Morgan, C-A-L-E-S-E-M-O-R-G-A-N, as a companion on the front seat. Patient reported that he was traveling on eastbound Grand River and the other car came out from a side street without stopping on a stop sign. The patient Justin Walker reports that he slammed his brakes and sveered S-W-E-A-R-E-D to the right to avoid the T-bone accident. The other car, however, clipped the front bumper in this process while he was swearing. The impact caused a dent into the bumper and the fog light, but the car is not totaled. There was no direct trauma patient suffered from this accident. He reports that he did not hit his head into the steering wheel or into the headrest. There was no damage to any of the windows or the doors or the windshield. No damage to the seat belt or any other structure. The car hit the Chevy Impala at 50 to 60 miles an hour, and they were also traveling around 50 to 60 miles an hour. The driver was, Justin Walker reported that he was restrained. Airbags had not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. The other car took off. The police did not arrive at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The patient was not taken to the hospital via any ambulance. Patient did not go to any ER after the accident. History of presenting illness, patient started having headaches to begin with. They were 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are 10 or 15 times per day. They are mostly located to the front and also to the back. Moderately severe off and on, and it is sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, and there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or error. Among the symptoms of TBI, patient denies specifically having any ringing in the ear, dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation. Patient denies lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, incontinence of the urine, bowel, sleep problem, seizures, nausea, vomiting, or any vision problems. Patient does not report any anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, sudden anesthesia, major trouble walking, and denies any lightheadedness, weakness, numbness. Regarding the pain, patient has a pain present in the neck, upper back, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 6. Patient describes the radiation of pain from the lower back to the both buttocks posteriorly, shooting pain, but it stops in the middle of the thighs. And it's reported to be 5. There is slight pain in the right shoulder, but no limitation of movement. The patient can walk up to 2 blocks, and he can sit and spend less than 30 minutes, sleep less than 5 hours. Allegedly has no major pain in the shoulders. And these pains are reportedly continuous and they are described as sobbing, shooting, cramping, aching, and they are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is worsened by bending and improved by nothing. There is a associated numbness, tingling, pins and needles of both legs as described. The pain is from the lower back is shooting to the posterior part of both buttocks and half of the thigh on and off. No associated muscle weakness or weakness of upper or lower extremities, and no bladder bowel incontinence is reported. System review is completely negative. No major issues in medical history, surgical history, none. Allergies to penicillin. Patient denies, family history, mother is deceased and father is deceased, so cause is not written. And one brother, 2 sisters, there are no medical problems in the family. Relationship status, patient is single and lives with his daughter. There are 2 kids he has. Employment status, patient is working for a trucking company, box truck he drives, where he lives around 50 pounds off and on, and he can see his stand off and on. And he was employed full-time prior to the accident. Disability, none. Legal history, patient does not have any authority at this time to represent his case. Personal history, patient drinks once a week, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. And he has no suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, anxiety, depression, mood problem, or self-worth problem. Regarding the past investigation, patient reports no investigation has been done. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had no treatment whatsoever from any provider. He has had no acupuncture, physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. The first time he has been coming here for the treatment. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 144/105, pulse is 105. Respiratory rate is 20, temperature 98.1, height is 5'8", and weight is 160 pounds. The gentleman is a 40-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Sitting comfortably, good build, well-nourished, hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor is present. The dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive device. So the physical examination is from the template, including the neurological examination, which is completely normal. Musculature examination is also completely normal. The gait is normal. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is from the template, completely normal. Spine tenderness is present at C6 and 7 spine and T1 spine. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Tenderness of the paravertebral muscles, none. Hypertonicity, none. In the range of motion, the cervical spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motion is as follows. Forward flexion is 60. Is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, and rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive, distraction test positive, Schutterhall test is positive, myelopathy sign is negative, thoracic spine, Reeves test is negative, Plum test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is positive. Brzezinski sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, the left sacroiliac joint is found to be tender. Standing flexion test and iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Faber test on the left is positive. Gonsalin test on the left is positive. In the extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the template. Diagnosis. General diagnosis, hypertension 110, V at 9.2 XSD, CNS, R51, R42, G44.329, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M79.1, ligaments M54.0, cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, 54.12, 53.82. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, XXA. In the lumbar spine, sacroiliac spine, M46.6, case left sided, and M54.17. S33.5, XXA. Plan of care for Justin Walker is from the template. And the treatment plan for Justin Walker is as follows. First paragraph is from the template. Physical therapy is from the template. And yes, physical therapy is being ordered to begin in the area of neck, mid-back, and lower back 3 times per week, with traction and massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, and McKenzie back program are all ordered for the patient. Patient is advised to do yoga and meditation at home. Disability. Patient is found disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications, yes. The first medication is Celebrex, 200 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Scalexin, 800 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation to remove any spasm in the neck and other areas. Gabapentin, 600 mg twice a day for radiculopathy and nerve healing. Voltaren gel 3% and lidocaine patch daily for pain relief topically. Tramadol ER 100 mg for once a day for pain relief, narcotic medication to bring healing and affecting the life, improve the life function. Non-pharmacological modalities is home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry is not warranted. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedure, none are being warranted. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych is not warranted. Provision of attended care caseworker, not warranted. Past medical records, none are available. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered. Our goal is to do the physical therapy for 12 weeks, and after that we'll decide if the symptoms continue, as 90% soft tissue injuries are present. DMAs. Patient is being provided with a neck brace and a back brace to help further healing. He may be given a tense unit at a later date. Education, yes. Follow visit in 1 month. Contact, yes. Personal support, yes. Thank you.